This podcast was produced on the lands of the Wurundjeri and Wadawurrung people, and we pay our respects to their elders, past and present.
An Nguyen Austin is a refugee scholar and writer who escaped Vietnam as a six-year-old with her family. She developed her love of food in refugee camps in the Philippines and, having grown up in Texas, combines Tex-Mex flavours with her family's flavours. An is a cooking instructor at Free to Feed, a social enterprise creating empowering employment opportunities for people seeking asylum and refugees through the creation of shared food experiences. So we were very happy to open up An's pantry.
An, thanks so much for joining us. First question, what was the last thing you ate?
I just had a Taiwanese garfung. It's like a seafood noodle soup with the Hainanese chicken on top. It's kind of disappointing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why was it disappointing?
It just didn't have any kick to it, like no spice. The broth is very subtle and seafoody, and then it's just awkward with the chicken on top of it. But, you know, I had to douse it with, like, their ginger scallion. I put chili in it. I was like, ooh, this needs, like, yeah, it just didn't have any kick to it, yeah.
I always like to add some kick.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your favorite Vietnamese dish to cook? I know you teach Vietnamese cooking and obviously you do a lot of Vietnamese cooking, but yeah, what if you had to sort of narrow it down to one dish, what would it be?
Bánh xèo, which is the French Vietnamese savory crepe. It looks like it's egg, but it's really turmeric based, and bánh is a ubiquitous word for like bánh mì, right, sandwiches, and then bánh is also any baked goods because Vietnamese is monosyllabic, but bánh xèo, it has to do with the sizzling sound, bánh and xèo. So when the French came, they phoneticized the language, and so that's how they came up with bánh xèo. And yeah, that's my favorite because it's a very fun group dish. You have to eat it fresh off the pan. You eat it in a lettuce leaf and with all the herbs, and it's got a lot of texture. And then I do this Tex-Mex pork belly inside it. And, so that's pretty much the fun of it. It's pretty social.
And you grew up in Texas from the age of six. So I'd love to know what your favorite Tex-Mex dish is.
So there's this, like, you know, the little tacos. There's a Fuel City is the gas station where you get those tacos. So it's literally a gas station, like on the interstate. And it, probably the ladies there would crunch out like 1,000 a day or something. It's just, and they're a dollar. And so it's just tacos and just the meat's so flavorful and like just tender. And it's made so well and not in a kind of boutique-y way. It's just like lots of really nice food.
Do you think Tex-Mex food gets a bit of a bad rap in Australia? Do you think we don't get the kind of quality that you would expect in Texas?
Well, I don't think Tex-Mex was meant to be kind of quality. It was kind of like more throw it together, you know, whatever. It has this feeling like it's flavor left from the pan from the day before, that kind of thing. So I feel like it has this kind of rustic leftover feeling, even in terms of spices. So I kind of like it for that. Is that just, yeah, I'm kind of a lowbrow eater. So yeah.
You're with your people right here. You know what? I cooked fajitas. I cooked fajitas for my kids for dinner tonight. So yeah, there was some Tex-Mex in my house tonight. And that, the pan was picked clean, let me tell you. Scraped clean.
Yeah, there's another great Vietnamese dish where we use the burnt rice as a bowl, and then you serve the food in it. And I think it's called cơm thái, so like rice that can fit in the hand. So, but you use that perfectly burnt rice as the container and the thing you eat. Yeah,
genius.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah.
So smart. Okay, we're big on condiments on Ingridipedia. We talk about condiments a lot. What is your favorite or what is your most used condiment?
Well, Vietnamese most used condiment is nước mắm. Yeah, and I think you guys had an episode on fish sauce or some mention of it before. Yeah, the history of and to Italy and but fish sauce definitely is my go-to. It's a lot of variation.
I was in Vietnam just a couple of weeks ago, just in Hanoi and near Hanoi for a few days, and I was just loving how much there was just fish sauce everywhere. There was fish sauce at the breakfast buffet. There was fish sauce on every table. Like I'd love to petition to have more of it around in Australia.
Well, the other thing I really love is pickled garlic. Yeah, that pickled garlic is kind of really. So I usually eat pickles with every meal. So breakfast, you know, I have like something like sauerkraut or, you know, but pickled garlic is great in pho. And, you know, yeah, it's just like, I don't know, it's so good. Yeah, so as a ready-made thing, I usually go with the pickled garlic.
Yeah, nice. What do you have the sauerkraut on for breakfast?
Oh, I do my eggs and then sauerkraut and kale.
Oh, nice. What about your favorite ingredient in general?
Oh, butter.
Yeah.
So, I'll probably live and die with butter. The other second is peanut butter, which is my very American thing.
I'm obsessed. Yeah. I'm absolutely obsessed. I've got like 16 jars on the go at the moment, all different flavors.
Did you see that one with chili?
Yeah, I got that one. It's so good.
I was like, I'm confounded. I just feel like that's like disturbingly intimate for me. Like, bringing together all that sweetness of American life in this place. I was like, I don't know, I'm not ready for this. I feel like because they made it public, I just think, oh, that's really personal. That's really personal.
Yeah. They saw into your soul and put it into a jar and put it in a store. That's not fair.
It's really personal. I really think it's too much. It's like seeing underwear on the grocery store rack. I'm like, whoa.
Can I ask what your favorite peanut butter is?
Oh, the dark roast.
Yeah,
same. Pretty standard. Yeah,
crunchy.
Crunchy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, while we're being personal, this is probably not intimate, but a personal question. What is your first food memory?
Oh, my first food memory. Oh, I'm not great with memory, and childhood is so kind of, you know, don't remember anything. But because of the, so I have a return memory, which is, so when I returned to Vietnam, I had that breast fruit. I don't know if you know breast fruit. So breast fruit is like, we'll have to look it up what it's called in English, but star apple. So the star apple, when I went back to Vietnam and I ate a star apple, I was like, wow, this feels like it's an ancient memory. So I think that must have been a really kind of first memory for me of an early memory of food that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
So it was, deep in there somewhere that you haven't been thinking about.
Yeah.
And kind of fair enough. There was a lot going on in your childhood.
Yes, there was a lot going on in childhood.
Okay, and what would your last meal be?
Oh, so butter again, French butter. It has to be, I just kind of, and this happens when I leave Paris as well, like I go to the cheese shop and then I buy everything possible to eat on the plane, and I will devour everything in my bag that's the carry-on bag. And then, you know, because when we get off, you can't eat anything, or you can't. So then, yeah, so I have this kind of, like, I guess just a lot of red wine and cheese and butter. Does that sound too boring? No, I don't know.
No, that sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of decadence.
You've let us in on some of your breakfast recipes already, but if you had to pick your favorite way to eat eggs, like if you could just like the perfect kind of perfect way to prepare an egg, what would it be?
Well, I'm always torn between sunny side up with soy sauce and lime or boiled, right? So my mom used to make one for me, and it was very dainty, and it was very like having tea or and I sort of have this kind of memory of going over to you know, my mother's friends' houses in Vietnam, and I remember like a tea set, so those egg cups, and so it kind of brings back that kind of you know, I don't know, kind of a girl memory or something, you know, extravagant to have a soft-boiled egg. And then the way my mom taps it just right and, like, it cracks. So that's kind of an egg experience. But the go-to is the sunny side up with soy and lemon.
All right. I love asking this question to guests. What's the best thing in your freezer?
So I collect a lot of chicken carcass, like from the roasted chickens for rotisserie chickens. And then I put those bones into my pho. So there's often like two extra chicken carcasses in my chicken pho in the slow cooker. And it gives this kind of roastiness to the pho. It gives it a really nice kind of flavorful pho. So that's my little deep freezer secret to collect carcasses of chickens that are roasted.
What is your favorite cookbook or recipe site? Like where do you go for your ideas?
Oh yeah, they're called the Ravenous Couple is a Vietnamese American site, and they are detailed, and so I play off of some of their recipes quite a bit.
And what kitchen tool do you like using the most?
Oh, I like chopsticks, obviously. But I like the really long ones, so then I can really be really versatile. But, you know, I also break them to hold open baguettes so that I can make, you know, meatball sandwiches. And so I'm very, very not sacred about chopsticks. So I think they're, like, very utilitarian. And so I keep all the ones from the takeout, and then I rework them.
Okay, last question. What is the next thing you'll probably eat?
All right, this sounds really strange. Okay, so because I'm such a frugal cook, I have frozen the hot pot broth that I had from, you know, last week. And so I'm going to remake that with my own little noodle kind of variation of whatever's left over. So I'm just going to play with that broth because I can't seem to mimic it. And then I'm just going to kind of create a little laksa for myself. Yeah.
So. Amazing.
That's just smart. That's just like, you know, that's just clever. I don't, you know, you don't need to call that frugal or be apologetic about that. If you've got a good broth, you don't waste that broth.
Yeah, exactly.
An Nguyen Austin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We look forward to sampling some of your Vietnamese Tex-Mex treats at some point. Really look forward to hearing what you've got happening next.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks for listening. Just quickly, if you have an idea for someone we should interrogate about their eating habits, let us know by sending us a message on Instagram. We're at Ingridipedia, or on our website, ingridipedia.com.au. See you later.